The Schizophrenic 60s, Songs, Part 4, 1966 to 1969. 1966 was the year that soft rock, later known as MOR, or middle of the road, emerged as a top-selling brand of popular music. Protests without harshness, lyrics were meaningful. Once protest music began to receive widespread attention, it underwent a mellowing to make it more palatable to the urban audiences and thus render it more commercial. The softening and melding in the rock, writes one critic, quote, freed folkies from the concerns of authenticity and liberal expectations, which in turn reoriented the rock genre as well, end of quote. The new sound first appeared in the charts in January in 66 with Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence, an event that astonished everyone associated with the making of the record, especially Paul Simon. The duo had first appeared on the stage together in a sixth-grade production of Alice in Wonderland. Simon was the White Rabbit, Garfunkel the Cheshire Cat, were already popular in the Greenwich Village coffee circuit. For a time, their first blockbuster single beat James Brown's I Got You, I Feel Good, and the Byrds' Turn, Turn, Turn. The Mamas and the Papas were at the top of the charts with Monday, Monday in May. Donovan in September with Mellow Yellow and Sunshine Superman. And the Association in October with Cherish. Aside from soft rock, Nancy Sinatra scored a single hit and started a fad, footwear fad, with These Boots Are Made for Walking, number one in February, while her father Frank enjoyed a number one single in July, Strangers in the Night. The following year, father and daughter teamed up for Something Stupid. Popular music of still a different vein came in a cascade of hits from two Broadway successes of the year, Cabaret, yielding Will Coman and Why Should I Wake Up, and Man of La Mancha, The Impossible Dream, providing hit singles for Jack Jones and Roger Williams. Other hits of 1966, Georgie Girl, Groovy Kind of Love, Laura's Theme, 96 Tears, Summer in the City, Wild Thing, Paint It Black, You Can Hurry Love, You Can Keep Me Hanging On, and The Four Tops, Reach Out, I'll Be There. 1967. If rock softened and went mainstream in 1966, it journeyed to off-Broadway the following year in the granddaddy of rock musicals, Hair. So successful was the production at the New York Shakespeare Festival Public Theater that within a few months, the musical about flower power and the dawning of the Age of Aquarius opened uptown at the Biltmore Theater, then blossomed in the 14 touring companies of this landmark show. This was also the year that Aretha Franklin scored a number one hit with her hard-driving Respect, Lulu with her smaltzy To Sir With Love, and Bobby Gentry with Enigmatic Tale of the Ode to Billy Joe. Fans who bought this last hit single puzzled over what Billy Joe McAllister and his girlfriend tossed off the Tallahatchie Bridge, and why the next day he jumped to his death. Radio DJs asked listeners to solve the mystery, which had no answer. Though in 1966, a movie based on the song, viewers discover that Billy Joe had thrown his girlfriend's rag doll into the water and jumped in because of uncertainty about his heterosexuality. Fans of the record preferred the mystery to Hollywood's solution. In March of that year, Dick Clark introduced two of the first music videos, the Beatles films of Strawberry Fields Forever and Penny Lane, never guessing that one day a song video was to be as commercially important as the disc itself. 1968. Pop charts were filled with the decade's regulars in 1968. Simon and Garfunkel had Mrs. Robinson, Herb Alpert, This Guy in Love with You, Otis Redding, Still Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, The Beatles, Hey Jude. Performing on Broadway, The Fiddle of the Roof was the soon-to-be Divine Miss M, Bette Midler. Hugo Montenegro had a hit in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, as did the Lemon Pipers in Green Tambourine, and Jeannie Riley with Harper's Valley PTA, which made the biggest one-week leap in singles record history from number 81 to the Hot One on the Hot 100 to number 7 a week later. It was the country's number one pop single. One of the year's biggest hits and favorite from the decade of the 60s was Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine, which one critic claimed is not about saving a love affair, but is an essay on salvaging the human spirit. The record details 400 years of paranoia and talking drum gossip in 3 minutes and 15 seconds of anguished soul-searching, said Dave Marsh in the Heard the Heart of Rock and Soul. 7 weeks at number one. It is the second longest running hit for Motown for a Motown single, to be topped only by Diana Ross and Lionel Richie's Endless Love, with 9 weeks at the top of the charts. Whereas the dramatic song, known as Marvin Gaye's hit in the 60s, and a reworked success for Creedence Clearwater Revival in the 70s, a more recent generation recognizes it from a TV commercial of the California Raisins. For Motown in 1968, it was a commercial godsend, becoming part of the company's rich history. 1969. In this year, when John Lennon married Yoko Ono, The Fifth Dimension enjoyed a smash success with a song from the rock musical Hair, Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In. Was only one of four show numbers to climb the charts. The others, Hair, An Ode to Long Beautiful Locks, a perky Good Morning Starshine, and Easy to Be Hard. Play would run for 1,742 performances and spawn a successful 1979 motion picture. And Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, became Billboard's second biggest single of 1969. Other hits from the final year of the 60s, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Bad Moon Rising, the intriguingly titled A Boy Named Sue, Eddie Holman's Hey There, Lonely Girl, Peter, Paul & Mary's Leaving on a Jet Plane, and Henry Mancini's The Love Theme from Romeo and Juliet, A Time for Us. And so that ends the music from the schizophrenic 60s. Now the source for this, Panotti's Parade of Fads, Follies, and Manias, The Origins of Her Most Cherished Obsessions, by Charles Panotti. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.